Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Is there a such thing as a 3 for Tuesday? I know I did a 2 for Tuesday. Can I do a 3 for Tuesday? Would you allow me to have 3 podcasts in one day? I think that'd be amazing. So let's do it, shall we? Hey, by the way, have you gone over to 6days.net? 6days.net downloaded immediately your 22 hours of audios, the 6 Days of Saturday 2.0 blowout sale. 22 hours of amazing audio. Let me tell you, if you like this podcast, you're going to love this audio program. Check it out. Special just for my beautiful podcast listeners like yourself. 6days.net. Check it out and get it on your smartphone, on your computer right now. Right now. Hey, the number one cause of stress, what do you think it is? What do you think it is? I'll give you one guess because that's all you're going to need is that one guess. Money. Money, 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 money. The biggest cause of stress in America today. I should put that caveat in there. In America today. I was looking at an article, CBSNews.com, and it's a little bit, maybe 6 months or so ago. Financial worry served as a significant source of stress. 64% of adults in 2015 cite money as the number one stressful thing in their life. Why is that? You know? Money is a very important component of establishing a secure life, said Norman Anderson, CEO and Executive Vice President of the American Psychological Association. When people are financially challenged, it makes sense that their stress level would go up. When people are financially challenged, stress level goes up. I agree with that. I mean, I think you'd be lying, as a lot of people say, well, money isn't everything. But, well, you know what? When the rubber meets the road and you're about to get thrown out of your apartment or your house because you don't have the money, then it becomes kind of important. Now, I will say, money does not change who you are. It exposes more of who you are. For example, if you're a jerk and you come into a lot of money, what do you become? Exactly. You become a rich jerk. If you are an amazing, kind-hearted, giving human being and you come into a lot of money, you're able to bless a lot more people, all right? So, and you've seen it happen just like I have. Some people in both those situations come into a lot of money and it changes, you know, their environment in a bigger way. They were still doing something, whether it was positive or negative. This just exposes more who they are, all right? But check this out. This was the part of the study that I found fascinating. And in 2007, there was no difference in reported average stress levels between those who earned more and those who earned less than $50,000. Meaning, money was the number one stressor, okay, for all of these people, but there was no difference in the average stress level. So if you earned 20 grand a year, you weren't any more stressful than somebody who earned $200,000 a year. Does that surprise you? Now, by 2014, the gap had emerged, so those living in lower-income households reported higher overall stress levels than those that were living in higher-income households. So on a 10-point scale, people who were living in lower-income households, their stress level was a 5.2 on a 10-point scale, and people that were living in the higher-income households, theirs were a 4.7. Still not significant enough to say when you get a lot of money, the stress goes away. And I remember, I mentioned it on the first podcast today, I went to lunch with an individual who very successful. He owned a bunch of self-storage units, okay? I'm talking hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of self-storage units. And I was envious. I used to handle his advertising here locally in Cincinnati. And I was like, wow, boy, you must just love. I mean, I was just in awe. I mean, I was in a job that it was okay. I was still kind of, you know, liking it, didn't like it. It's like anything when you're in sales. You have good days, you're in high, riding high. Bad days, you're like, oh, this sucks. But I was like, wow, dude, it's amazing. Hey, congratulations. You must not have any problems in the world. I mean, all this money, all this. He goes, au contraire, mon frère. Let me set you straight there, Sammy boy. My problems are just larger now. I still have them, but now they're seven-figure problems, okay? They used to be, you know, back when I was first starting as an entrepreneur, I had, you know, three-figure problems. They could be solved with $100 here or there, you know, fix it, get it done. Now they're million-dollar problems, bigger decisions, bigger, you know, situations that need to be handled. And that makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, when you come into that much responsibility. So I found this study about money being the number one stressor for all Americans. Not shocking, but that difference between people who don't have a lot of it. Now, if you give me a choice, do I want a lot of it or not a lot? Sure, take a lot of it. Absolutely. But here's what happens. If you find yourself in that situation right now where you're stressed about money, what I like to do, because I get stressed about it, sure, okay, go have a trach baby, okay? Go get a couple $1 million in medical bills and then let me know how that's going for you as well, okay? So, yeah, of course I get stressed out, but I don't let it last. And I always, you know where my sanctuary is, where I can release a lot of this is at the gym, you know? I'll go to the gym and I'll row. Those of you who have been following the podcast this year, you know I'm really big into rowing now. I'm not a champion rower by any stretch.
Yet.
But that I'll go on a 3,000, 5,000 meter row and just get lost in it. Love it. Get the iPod rocking and rolling. And the stress goes away. For that hour that I'm at the gym and when I'm done rowing, I'll run a little bit on the treadmill. And I like to mix in some quick shoulder and chest exercises. And I'm out the door in an hour, maybe an hour and 15 minutes. And if I got time, I take a steam bath, you know. And I leave and I am just super de-stressed, okay. I'd have no worries in the world. And all of that stress I use that, you know, energy is energy. Whether you choose to make a positive energy or negative energy, that's up to you. But energy is energy. That stuff that's going around in your mind, those thoughts that are swirling around in your mind, you got to get those out. And I like to, you know, get those out by banging some weights around. Pick things up, throw things down, row, run, things like that. 70 degrees right now, March 8th, 2016. It's the nicest day of the year in Cincinnati. I'm going to go for a run, you know. Maybe I'll go to the gym, but I'll probably go for like a – I haven't run, seriously, I don't think since December outside. First week of December when I got back from speaking in Orlando and Palm Springs that week, I ran, you know, 5-7 miles. I think I'll go do that today. Go run 7 miles, 5 miles, however far I can run. And I just love that. So that takes the stress away. I'd recommend highly you find some place you can go. Where's your sanctuary? Is it going for a walk? Is it going to the gym? Is it whatever? Find some people, though, also in your inner circle, whether it's friends or family. Get some support, okay? Get some people around you that you can talk to and just kind of download on them. You know, nobody likes a whiner and a complainer, but 43% of the people in this study without emotional support said their stress has increased in the past year compared to just 26% of those who do have support. So even if it's a spouse, family member, neighbor, get somebody who you can just have an authentic relationship with. All right. They don't judge you because money's a funny subject. Money makes people look and feel and do funny things. Okay. But get somebody who doesn't judge you. Just download on them, man. It's okay. If I was sitting with you right now, say, hey, man, download on me. Let me hear it. Let me hear all what's going on. You know, I'll be there. I won't judge. Just, and it feels good to get that out of your system. You know what I mean? So whether it's the gym, a support group, friend, family member, whatever it is, don't let that be the reason that you don't step into your greatness. It's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.